From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Washington officially recognized Kosovo as an independent state. 17 European Union members said they would soon do the same, but Europe is divided over Kosovo, and several EU members declined to recognize the new state. Among them, Spain, Cyprus, Slovakia, Bulgaria, and Romania, countries that all have separatist movements of their own. And in Kosovo's major Serbian enclave, angry residents demonstrated against the Declaration of Independence. They say it is a violation of international law. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from the divided city of Mitrovica.
About 6,000 protesters gathered at noon in a central square of this rundown city in northern Kosovo. Speaker after speaker reassured the crowd they'll never be abandoned, that Kosovo will never be independent. Many of the demonstrators were young. Most would not talk to foreign journalists. But Alexander did try to explain why Serbs are so angry and feel betrayed by the international community.
People there frustrated. Last 8 years, they didn't get anything. Our conflict, it's not find solution for many things. So we are strongly protest. Basically, we are not satisfied with the basic human rights. And we want to send that message to the world.
Northern Kosovo has the largest Serbian enclave. Perhaps 80,000 live here. At the end of the rally, the crowd moved slowly toward the bridge over the Ibar River, separating Serbs from the rest of Mitrovica and the ethnic Albanian majority of Kosovo. They waved Serbian flags and sang patriotic songs. The bridge is heavily patrolled by NATO peacekeepers, and it's a de facto line of separation between the two communities. The Serb sector is closely linked to Serbia. The cell phone provider is Serbian, the currency is Serbia's, and the city is plastered with posters of Serbian politicians. On Sunday, officials from Belgrade came to promise the opening of Belgrade government offices, a clear hint of a possible future partition. Mitrovica is a stronghold of hardline Serbian nationalism. But even here, there are some Serbs who try to work for reconciliation between the two communities. Momcilo Arlov runs the Center for Civil Society Development. He accuses the UN officials who administered Kosovo for 9 years of failing to develop an environment of reconciliation and respect for minorities. He says Kosovo's secession can only worsen the situation.
If you have two sides in a conflict, and if this imposed solution, being the unilateral declaration of independency, serves the interests and satisfies only one side out of two in a conflict, that solution, imposed solution, is not a sustainable one, and it will, unfortunately, serve as a foundation for a future conflict.
Arlov's group is now urging Serbs in the smaller, more isolated enclaves to resist and to fight for their civil rights in Kosovo.
We want to say to them, listen, stay, fight. Fight using the non-violent ways of fight. Use every instrument at your disposal, democratic instrument at your disposal, to raise your voice, to position yourself, to claim your rights, but stay. Don't surrender.
Meanwhile, in Brussels, the European Union is putting the final touches on the civilian mission it will send here to steer Kosovo toward nationhood. But British Balkan expert Mary Calder warns that in the last decade, the international community has failed to solve the problems of the Balkans.
Grassroots nationalism is stronger than it was before the war. There's very high levels of criminality. There's very high levels of unemployment. And there are lots of, if you like, conflict entrepreneurs who want to make use of that.
Calder says the EU is taking on a huge responsibility in what has remained Europe's most volatile region. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Pristina.